The Innisfil Community Foundation, ICF, has donated $10,000 to the Women and Children's Shelter of Barrie, as the organization is on a mission to raise $500,000 to fund second-stage housing. This project will house families once they leave the shelter. Deb James, Community Development Manager with the Women and Children's Shelter of Barrie, called it a generous donation. This money is for our day-to-day operation of the shelter and our second-stage housing facility. This housing is geared to women with children who are transiting out of the shelter, but still access our outreach programs and supports, she said. The Barrie shelter covers Barrie and the surrounding area. South Simcoe women and children that utilize the shelter emergency beds or outreach programming account for 12% of our overall numbers, James said. The Innisfil Community Foundation says it wants to connect its donors with causes they care about in a real and tangible way. We are pleased to help create new beginnings for Innisfil women and children through a $10,000 grant to the Women and Children's Shelter of Barrie, said Sandra Rizzardo, who is chair of the foundation's board of directors. At the Innisfil Community Foundation, we are diligent with our funds and ensure every grant supports Innisfil residents, she added. We know Innisfil women and children must leave our community to access a shelter and they will benefit greatly from this new second-stage housing project. As a public foundation, ICF Executive Director Whitney Salick explained the organization was established in 2019 as Innisfil Town Council sought to ensure some of the money from the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation, OLG, from hosting Gateway Casinos Innisfil, supported community projects. We deeply value our partnership with the town of Innisfil, she said. ICF operates at an arm's length, with all decisions made by our independent board of directors. This is the second time that the ICF has assisted the Women and Children's Shelter of Barrie, as it issued a grant for urgent needs in 2021. We can work together to better the lives of abused women and their children by creating a community and services that care, Women and Children's Shelter of Barrie Executive Director Teresa McLennan says on its website. Together, we are making a difference and the success of women who are creating new and thriving lives is the outcome. The Innisfil Community Foundation's donation will be added to the money raised at Saturday's Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event at Heritage Park in Barrie, as well as funds raised through the upcoming Shelter Me campaign. Readers can learn more about the Innisfil Community Foundation by visiting their website. Donations to the Women and Children's Shelter of Barrie's Walk a Mile in Her Shoes fundraising event can be made here until the end of September.